Hey guys, it's Mike and Gia here. Thank you so much for downloading our catch-up.
I really want to reorganise the entire office. How do you feel about it?
I think you need to compose yourself, actually.
I mean, it's just so much more efficient if you reorganise your space. Like, this studio is a mess.
You are basically monster-in-law at this point.
Yeah, because I did go in and reorganise my mother-in-law's pantry.
Yeah.
So, like, you would think it would be the mother-in-law maybe reorganising my stuff. No.
You've turned the tables.
And, like, she was good-natured about it at first. She was like, oh, G has been here. And then I think she's been like, G has been here.
Exactly. And I reckon if you start doing it around the office, I mean, you're the newest person in the office.
Yeah, so they need to know what they're getting themselves in for, you know what I mean? But, yes. I mean, it's just more efficient, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was buying extra groceries that were already in the pantry. She was wasting her money. I was doing her a favour.
I was about to say, it's what every mother-in-law says. I was doing them a favour.
Wow, that's an insight.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's made me reevaluate my whole life.
Are you okay?
No.
Okay, well.
I'll try to be for tomorrow's show.
We also caught up with our movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. He checked out The Hustle with Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway, and also the new Detective Pikachu movie,
which stars Ryan Reynolds, one of my favourite actors. And of course, we chatted to Billy Moore from Fox Sports, got his tips for the magic round of the NRL this week.
And we caught up with live from LA's Dean McCarthy. And next, what you're about to hear is that a couple apparently got kicked off a plane because they didn't watch the safety demonstration.
Yeah, every time that it plays and you just sort of look away or look down at your book or do something, you could be doing something illegal.
Yeah, you might not take off if you don't watch it. So take a listen to what is in absolutely insane. And New Zealand too, they're the best ones too. It's in the catch up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will get you tomorrow. Get you? Jeez, that sounded.
We'll get ya.
Get up with
Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Lauv and Troye Sivan, I'm so tired. Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 6:39. Kind of ironic that 6:39 and a song called I'm So Tired is playing. But anyway, moving forward.
Maybe it isn't a tired person's brain, yes. Now, look, let's talk safety videos on planes. It depends how often you fly, but I think anyone who's been on a plane maybe more than twice isn't really that keen on watching them.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on planes semi-regularly. So, like, you know, this year I've probably been on probably a dozen flights already.
And all the videos, they're all the same. They all tell you to do the same thing, you know, put your hands on your knees and
seatbelts, all that sort of stuff.
But it turns out that you have to watch these videos and have to pay attention to these safety instructions, or you could even get kicked off the flight.
Kicked off the plane?
Yeah, so a couple that were on an Air New Zealand flight were actually kicked off with the plane having to return to the gate because they refused to actually view the safety card and the safety video. So it turns out that they were in one of the safety aisles.
Oh, that's why. Okay, yeah.
Which you think, like, if you're going to be in that one, you at least pretend that you're going to watch it because
you should just watch it, period.
You're in charge of other people's safety, you know what I mean? That's why you get that extra leg room so that you then look after us if there's an event of an emergency.
If you're in 21E, you'll follow everyone else's lead. But if you're in the emergency rows,
You are the lead,
yeah.
It's pretty crazy. But the most shocking thing about all of this, so the people, you know, they just weren't having a bar of it. The flight attendant tried multiple times to go, look, this is really important, can you please? And they just wouldn't listen.
Yeah.
But what I'm pretty shocked by is the fact that they wouldn't watch an Air New Zealand safety video. They're known for their awesome safety videos.
They're the best ones. I've been on international flights with Air New Zealand before, and they have the best safety demonstrations. It's a joy to watch. I think the one that I watched had Betty White in it.
Yeah, well, I mean, having a sister that lives in New Zealand, I've watched a couple of different ones from them. Their latest one, hilarious. Take a listen.
If an emergency were to happen during takeoff or during landing, just follow these instructions in this song that we're jamming. Put down that cheese melt and make your seatbelt click. Put your forehead against the seat up in front, just like this. Feet firmly on the floor if we end up in a pickle. Just hold your lower legs. Oh my gosh, this is simple.
This is brilliant.
Like, if that doesn't make you want to watch a safety video, what's wrong with you?
A New Zealand fan of R&B Friday.
I mean, they've taken Run DMC and gone nuts with it, but it was the sickest video, and I'm like, if you are going on that flight, that is the most entertaining thing that's happening for like 2 hours.
Yeah, exactly. You know? You should absolutely be watching that. Ava Max, So Am I, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia, thanks to Tony Lay Motor Group. And Gia, joining us on the line right now from Fox Sports, it is Billy Moore. And Billy, we are kicking off Magic Round with Titans versus the Sharks.
Yeah, we are, guys. For our listeners, this is the first installment of the Magic Round. So what that is all eight games played at one venue. Suncorp Stadium is the chosen place this year. So it's going to be fantastic having all 16 teams, the one venue over 4 days, and as you said, starting with the Titans Sharks, which will be a big game of football. For the Titans, it's a must win. They're 2-6, and this is a game where they need to really stand up, mainly their high paid halfback, Ashley Taylor. So I'm going the Titans to start off Magic Round with a win.
Alrighty, and then we've got the West Tigers going up against the Panthers.
Yeah, the Battle of the Cats. This will be a cracker. There's five teams on 2-6 with only two victories this season, the Panthers. And for them to say they've underperformed is a massive understatement. I think this is a must-win for them as well. I just think their backs are to the wall. I reckon that'll produce the goods.
Now, also happening on Friday night will be the Manly Sea Eagles taking on the Brisbane Broncos.
Brisbane Broncos, they're like the Titans and the Panthers. They're in that same bunch of 2-6. If they don't win this game, they will tear the seats out of Suncorp Stadium. I'll go berserk the crowd. If the Broncos can't win at home on Friday night against the depleted Sharks, then knock me out. They must win.
All right, and of course, we all know the Knights are on a mighty winning streak. Yes. 2 from 2. Can they make it 3 from 3 up against the Bulldogs on Saturday?
Yes, they can, and yes, they will.
Yes!
So I think the Knights will be too good for the Dogs and give them 3 in a row. I love the Knights.
Oh, God, that makes me excited, Billy.
So excited. Now, in a fight that I'd actually love to see in person, Warriors versus Dragons, but how will it go on the rugby pitch?
It'll be a cracker. This will be a good game of footy. We're going to see, this is interesting, Cody Nikorima left the Broncos last week. He's gone over to the Warriors, getting paid twice as much money for twice as long, why not? But his first game is back in Brisbane. But even with Nikorima in that team, it won't be enough. The Dragons to win in a good game of footy.
All right, and now my team keeps winning. Mike's team, unfortunately, the Storm, aren't suffering that same affliction.
Look, we're still fourth on the ladder, but can we turn it around this week against the Eels?
This is the match of the Magic Round. They will trouble the Storm. This will be a great game of footy. It'll be power-based. I'm actually going to go the Storm to win this one.
Yay.
By 1 point.
Oh.
1 point. Oh, it's going to be a nail-biter. And now I do love a bit of alliteration. The Roosters going up against the Raiders on Sunday night. Who's going to take that one out?
Roosters and Raiders rumble. Love your work. Yes, it'll be a good game of footy. But you just can't go past the Roosters, though. They are the benchmark in this competition. Roosters to win that one.
And the final match of the Magic Round, the Rabbitohs taking on the Cowboys.
Well, the Cowboys have found their form. They will trouble the Rabbits. This will be closer than people think. But unfortunately, Rabbits to win that in a very tight, good game of football to round out the Magic Round.
Well, yes, make sure you watch every game of the Magic Round live, ad break free, during play and in HD on Fox League. Sign up today at foxtel.com.au. Billy Moore from Fox Sports, thank you so much for giving us your tips, and we will catch you next week.
Thank you.
Live from LA, Dean McCarthy with all the Hollywood goss on Hit 105.9.
Joining us on the line live from LA is Live from LA's Dean McCarthy. Dean, very exciting news. Is there going to be another Devil Wears Prada film?
That is the rumour on the streets there. I'll tell you how this all started this morning in New York City. Anna Wintour, who is the editor of Vogue magazine, was seen having coffee with Meryl Streep. Now, as you may know, of course, and the Devil Wears Prada is about Anna Wintour. It's based on her, and Meryl played her in the film. And people are saying, are they in talks about a Devil Wears Prada 2? I don't know. Look, there's definitely room for it. Like, there's so many other storylines. There's so many other characters. There's so many other ways that they could bring it back. So I don't think they can bring Anne Hathaway back. I don't think that she'd be involved. But look, you know what? Where there's a will, there's a way. So who knows? Stay tuned.
I'd be all in for it, 100%.
Well, that movie had some massive stars in it, Anne Hathaway, and then also had Emily Blunt in it, which a lot of people didn't realise. So, yeah, I wonder if any of those stars would reprise. That'd be pretty damn awesome for me. But look, I'm super interested in finding out more about Britney Spears. There's a lot of stories going around about, you know, her mental health and just what the hell is happening in her life right now.
Yeah, here's the deal. She's just got a restraining order out on her former boyfriend / former manager. He is the one that is kind of causing all sorts of trouble for her at the moment, upsetting her. And, you know, he's the one that's kind of... He called Britney's mum and said, hey, the dad, Jamie, I think his name is, he's not treating Britney well enough. He's not looking after her. She needs to be involved. So now they're all going to court on Friday to have the medical records of Britney given over to Britney's mother. This is how serious it is. And Britney has put a restraining order out on her former lover / manager because he's the one behind it all. So stay tuned. It's all drama in paradise.
It's all drama, but we do hope for the best for Britney because we want Britney at full strength. Bridget.
Leave Britney alone.
That's exactly it.
Leave Britney alone.
100%. Well, make sure you catch Dean McCarthy live from LA Sunday night on the Hit Network. But Dean, we will catch you next week.
Bye, guys.
The Hilltop Hoods and Illy Exit Sign, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia.
I want to put it out there whether it's okay to, you know, reorganise, touch, mess with other people's stuff in a positive way if you think you're doing the right thing.
It's, yeah, they think they're doing it for the good.
Yes, because I was watching the Today Show the other morning and they were having a pretty spirited debate.
Yeah, heated conversation, you could say.
Yeah, because this woman had posted online a picture of her cutlery drawer that her mother-in-law had come over to the house and fully reorganised. And she said that when her mum comes, she even rehangs the washing that she's already hung out. This mother-in-law is just going... No, no, it's not right. I'll fix it.
I'll do it better.
And, you know, it was, oh, is this nice? Or is it, you know, maybe overstepping? And there's a pretty strong response from one of the panellists.
This is so rude to go into someone's house and rearrange things.
Not,
I don't care
it's not your mother.
No, but I had a situation where every time I came home, something had been changed because she thought it was better. I will put my cutlery in whatever order I want. This is not a cutlery issue. This is a mother-in-law issue.
Eek. See, I was like, okay. Like, I didn't have that kind of response at all to looking at this cutlery drawer. And I was like, wow, some people are really not okay with you touching their stuff in any way. And we did put it up on the Hit 105.9 social pages. Mm-hmm. Got a few funny comments coming through. Kylie said, hell no, do not touch the cutlery. But... if you put the toilet paper the wrong way, I will come in and change it the right way.
See, you know what? That's fair enough because people should be doing it all one way.
Yeah, that's it. A lot of people saying, no, don't touch people's stuff. And I actually had a few people tag me in this.
Wait, what? Why?
Specifically, Tom, my boyfriend, and his siblings saying, does this remind you of anyone?
What happened?
Pretty much when I go back to the coast... when we go to his mum's place.
Yeah.
I've reorganised the pantry a few times.
Wait, you've reorganised your mother-in-law sort of pantry?
Pretty much. I've done it. I go there and it's a mess. It's a bloody mess. It's literally like people grab stuff out and they just go, what, this needs to go back? And just throw it in there and hope it lands.
So is nothing standing up in it?
Like... there's things everywhere. You can't even see what's in there. So I just thought I was doing the right thing, you know? You just think you're helping out.
Do you know how she took it?
I don't. But when I come back again, it's been messy and I've cleaned it up again.
You know,
and again and again. I do it every time I go.
You know, now she's probably come back, went back in, it was perfectly organised thanks to you, and then got angry about it and then has, like, tipped everything over just to mess it back up again.
Maybe that's why it's so messy, because she's like, oh, stuff you, Gia,
because someone else has someone else has tried to organise the pantry before and she went mad.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But am I overstepping? Like, come on, I'm just doing the right thing, really.
You reorganise someone's pantry. There's a difference between, like, maybe setting up the cutlery drawer and then reorganising a pantry.
The whole pantry too, not just one shelf.
Oh my God.
I'm just a touch OCD.
You're never coming round to my house, by the way.
I'll reorganise your pantry, don't you worry.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Lights. Here we go. Camera. Stand by. Action.
Let's go to the movies with Shane A. Bassett.
Joining us on the line to talk all things movies is our movie analyst, Shane A. Bassett. Shane, how are you going this morning?
Good morning. I'm very well, thanks.
That's great. All right, we got a big morning of movies. Let's kick it off with The Hustle, the new one from Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, all I'll say about this one is I thought it was a little bit disappointing off the bat, but you know what? The audience that I watched it with was hysterical with laughter. Ooh. And, you know, it's based on the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels from the 1980s. And it's about a couple of con artists. They're very different scammers, but they actually get to work together in Europe to get money off rich guys. That's the basis of the jokes. However, you know, Rebel Wilson has this thing about her where I think at least 80% of the time she goes off script.
Yeah.
Because she just sort of ad-libs and does all these wild, crazy jokes that I really don't think is in the script. So if you like Rebel, you're going to love this.
Right. Now, do you have to have seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels to sort of get the jokes and where it's all coming from?
Not really. No, not at all. They really only referenced it a couple of times. You know, it's a 30-year-old movie, so not everyone's going to know Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. To me, it's probably a funnier movie, but it's just different because you've got Anne Hathaway, Rebel Wilson, totally different in this. They've updated it. Look, it has its moments. The locations are good around Europe. It looks good, but I don't know. It's more of a crowd pleaser, I think, with this one. I just expected it to be a lot funnier than it was.
All right, and how many bucks of popcorn out of five will you give The Hustle?
I can only give it a 2-star rating. Mm-hmm. 2 buckets of popcorn for me. I just think that it could have been a lot better. But if you like it, stick around because there's actually an extra scene right at the end of the credits.
Oh, that's good to know. And look, before you move on to anything else, I just need to ask what you'd give out of popcorn buckets for Anne Hathaway's dodgy British accent.
You know what? She does a British accent. She does an Australian accent in it too. I'll give her British accent, like you said, very dodgy. Let's give a half a bucket of popcorn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I saw it in the trailer and I was like, ooh, Anne, really?
the movie is not great, Gia. I was totally thinking it'd be hilarious, but it's a little bit of a letdown.
All right, and also another movie that came out is Detective Pikachu. It's one that I'm excited about. What is Detective Pikachu like?
I knew you'd be very excited about this, so I'm glad we're talking about it, Mike. Look, if you're an admirer of the world of Pokemon, you're going to get the most out of this. You'll probably love it. To me, it was a little bit like Who Framed Roger Rabbit, when they had cartoon characters with human actors solving a mystery. Ryan Reynolds plays Detective Pikachu, and it's a bit of fun. I think older kids are really going to like it, and if you're into Pokemon, you're going to absolutely love it.
And what is the bucket of popcorn's rating out of five for Detective Pikachu?
I'm a non-Pokemon fan, but I did think the movie was pretty good. I'll give it 3 out of 5 buckets.
Ooh, all right, bad, Detective Pikachu wins this round. Now you've actually hooked us up with some prizes to give away: a Mary Poppins prize pack. He's got a Mary Poppins Blu-ray, some red gloves, and a silk scarf as well. It's thanks to Walt Disney Pictures and Shane A. Bassett. If you want to get a hand on that, you got to call 13 12 16 right now. Shane A. Bassett, thank you so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you next week.
Mary Poppins Returns was great. Good luck to the callers. And yes, thanks for having me. Have a great day, guys. Everything means nothing
if I can't have you. How good was that? That was brand new from Shawn Mendes, If I Can't Have You.
He could literally do anything and I would be all for it. Love a bit of Shawn Mendes.
100%.
Look, a little while ago we were talking about a woman who posted online about her mother-in-law reorganising her whole cutlery drawer.
Yeah.
And people were outraged over this, but I've done it. I actually reorganised my mother-in-law's pantry.
Which is a step too far.
It's kind of like their situation reversed.
It's the daughter-in-law doing it.
But it was messy, you know, and it needed to be done, so I just stepped up to the plate. Mm-hmm. But apparently it's not okay to touch other people's stuff. But what we did find out was that our boss actually does something interesting. Our boss's wife, Jo's called in. Jo, what does Mal do?
He likes change all their electrical stuff, mainly.
Why?
I don't know. it's not right, so he thinks he just has to go and change it.
So he's correcting people's, like, things the way plugged into, like, what, audio equipment, TVs and stuff?
What electrical are we talking? We're not talking, like, hardwiring other people's homes. What does he do?
Well, if the soundbar, like, we were just recently at our daughter's and her soundbar wasn't correct how he thought it should be, so he went and changed it, and he just does it.
So he does it without asking.
It's like, you can't do that. This is not your house. It doesn't matter.
Was the soundbar working fine? No problem? It just wasn't how he thought it should be set up?
Yeah, it was working fine, just not how he thought.
Gosh. Bizarre. See, the part of me who is bad at technology is kind of thinking, oh, that would actually be kind of helpful if he came round to my place. But
see, even I draw the line with that. I do weird things at other people's houses, but even that's too far for me. No go.
It's been for a long time now.
She's just had to accept it and move on.
That is that is our big boss, Mel. Joe, thank you so much for calling in, and make sure you keep giving him hell at home, all right?
I will. Thank you.
I'm definitely going to go into Mel's office and just mess around with the electronics. See if he notices.
Like that. Oh, my gosh.
I don't care. He already hates me anyway. I'm like the kid that he never really wanted that just causes annoyance.
Call him Malcolm.
What's his name, isn't it?
Yeah, but we call him Mal. Come on.
Yeah, he purposely makes everyone call him Mal. Well, your birth name was Malcolm.
Okay, anyway, that's it for us. If you missed anything, grab the catch up at hit.com.au or download the Hit app.
We will be back tomorrow. We're going to be giving away the Pamper Palace to a lucky mum of the Central West.
Yeah, and you've got one more chance to get in the draw for it as well. That is all happening tomorrow. Plus, we'll catch up with our weather expert, Gavin Morris. And that's pretty much it for us.
Yeah, so I guess we'll catch you tomorrow.
See you at 6. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.